an impoverished Prince George neighborhoods play home to some of the most vulnerable children in the province. This according to new numbers from UBC's Human Early Learning Partnership. The data shows that nearly 60% of kids living in the South Fort George and Bowl areas enter kindergarten with some form of developmental delays. The area includes the Crescents, downtown, and VLA neighborhoods. The number sat at 37% only 10 years ago. Daryl Rose is the executive director of Prince George Child Development Center, and he's located in the heart of the VLA neighborhood, and he joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
Those numbers, those percentages, they sound quite, well, to be quite honest, surprising.
Yeah, it's pretty discouraging. Across the province, we see delays of, it's about one in three children, and that's way too high. Mm. But going into the Bowl, South Fort George area, yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Were you surprised by these numbers yourself?
Not really. When we've looked through the different waves of this data, like they've done six measurements, and it's just been gradually creeping up, and it's a tough neighborhood for development for kids.
Progressively getting worse in just 10 years.
Yes.
When we talk about developmental delays, what does that look like? And at the same time, how can they be interpreted, I suppose?
Well, the delays, what the Human Early Learning Partnership is doing is they're looking at children when they enter kindergarten, and they're surveying the kindergarten teachers, and they're looking at five areas of their development. So they're looking at physical, social, emotional, language, and communication. And those are all critical areas of a child's development for their healthy development through their lives. And what's really critical on this is that once a child hits kindergarten, if they're delayed, there's every possibility they're going to be delayed through the balance of their lives. And so we know that approximately 10% of children have biologically necessary delays. So these are the children that you would consider with special needs. Mm. And so if you're looking at that 58%, on average, we can think that about 48% of those children are hitting kindergarten with unnecessary delays, which is pretty terrible.
And eventually they're going to, of course, grow into young kids. So, from what I'm understanding, it's kind of cumulative in a way. This is the foundation.
Yes, yeah. So we all were biologically designed to go through our early years and develop really our core skills. And what's more important is that we develop the capacity for future learning. So if we have really excellent development in our first few years of life, we have additional capacity to become even better in the future.
Why is this happening in these neighborhoods in particular?
Well, it's there's a number of things that impact our development. And so our environment, our personal connections, our biology impact that. And we definitely have one of the most impoverished areas in the city in the VLA especially. And that has a big impact on a child's development. We can have the safety, the education of the parents, their income. Those all have a big impact on how a child develops through their lives.
You talk about the idea of developing capacity to help these children succeed. But if there's a pattern going back 10 years, why has not much been done on this, I suppose?
Well, it is interesting. Back in 2009, the province put in it was one of their great goals to become one of the most literate jurisdictions on the planet. And at the time, I believe the delays were hovering, or the percentage of delays in kindergarten were somewhere around 28 or 29%.
Right.
And they put in a goal that they would reduce the delays down to 15% province-wide by the year 2015-2016. Now, we haven't even come close to that.
No.
I mean, we've gone in the wrong direction. Right now, we're over 32%. And so we've had a massive a complete failure to make any kind of progress in that area. And so we've gone from 29% to over 32% when it was a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're looking at BC. We have one of the worst poverty rates, especially child poverty rates. That's definitely having an impact. And there has been a failure to really put substantial resources behind trying to make a substantial impact in this area.
I only got about 40 seconds left, Daryl. Sorry. But, I mean, I guess quickly, what do you think needs to be done to at least, for the very least, reduce those numbers?
Yeah, we definitely need some more resources. There's lots of areas that can be done. We think about parents being responsible for their kids, but we really have to put some more resources behind early child development to make a substantial impact here.
Daryl Rose is the executive director of Prince George of the Prince George Child Development Center. Daryl, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.